I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Hello, welcome back. Our guests tonight are the filmmakers behind The Battery, a zombie flick I've recommended on this program numerous times, but I'll repeat it again if you missed it. Guys, go check out The Battery. Our new project, Hex Montana, will survive, is currently being crowdfunded. Go to thebatterymovie.com for links to that, info on the first film, and more. Jeremy and Christian, thank you for doing this.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
How's everything going? Is it going good?
What? Is what going good?
Life?
Guys, let me ask you a question. At the end of this interview, if I asked for your address because I wanted to send you a pair of our signature underwear, would you think that was weird? I just said, hey, guys, thanks for being a guest. You know, we like to send all of our guests a signature pair of our underwear.
Well, Jeremy doesn't wear underwear, right?
Hold on. So. Well, there's a lot to unpack here. Now, is this a signed pair of your underwear, or is this a brand?
No. We make underwear. It's new underwear. It's not like an old, used pair of Napier's briefs.
Okay, so really the question is, why haven't you already sent us this underwear so we could be wearing it right now?
And also, do you physically make the underwear? I mean, like, do you have a, like...
Like a sweatshop,
yeah.
a little place where you're just sewing underwear. Or do you have it made for you?
And feel like we should be selling shit. Okay. I mean, we've done Napier. What episode is this? 250 something, 30 something. We need to be selling shit. I saw in your guys' Kickstarter, you said a lot of things about how you don't want to be a t-shirt shop. But I think that you should be, because that's where the money is, right? The money isn't making the movies; it's selling the little dolls and stuff.
We made The Battery 5 years ago. You think we haven't looked into like selling t-shirts? There's no way to make money selling t-shirts either.
That's another thing that I wanted to talk to you about. You made the movie so long ago, and like it seems like you're on this media blitz for years and years and years and years. I Googled you guys to try to find information, you know, to discuss and things. I tried to do some homework. And it's over the course of years, you've been talking about this movie. Are you glad that you have another movie to talk about?
I mean, we're glad that The Battery's media blitz is almost over. But
you're tired of talking about it.
Yeah, it's daunting to just like, say, oh, well, here we go all over again. Because we want to just make movies, not constantly promote them.
Yeah, it seems like you're creative types. You want to make movies, but then like you make the movie, and then what?
Well, to me, all parts of making movies are fun. I actually like the promoting the movies afterwards, because you get to talk to cool people. You get to go places if you have the money or if they fly you there. I got to see the world with The Battery, and that was amazing. So it's really cool to have another movie finally ready to be seen. Unfortunately, we're just broke and trying to figure out a way to make more movies so we can do this stuff more often. And that's the position we're kind of in right now.
Well, The Battery, it was impressive, and it was impressive as a movie, not as a $6,000 movie, but as a movie. I enjoyed it. And like it was cleverly done to how you avoided the low budget in ways that I saw it and I was like, oh, I see kind of what they did there. And I thought that it was really well done as an actual movie, but the choices that you guys made, and I'm just blowing smoke up their asshole.
It's all right. Keep doing it. I'm almost full. full of smoke. Thank you very much. That's really kind. No, I mean, that's what we'd hoped, was that it would be able to stand on its own as a movie, but you know, the hard thing is, if you make a movie for $6,000, it's really silly not to mention that, because you're going to end up getting more press and more word of mouth just based on that budget number alone. But, you know, for the people who say that it stands on its own just as a film, that's, you know, that's what we hope to hear, of course, the whole time.
But
I'm glad you noticed that.
You've been pushing it it came out, what, 2012, 2013?
Something like that.
I didn't find out about it until maybe a year ago. And you know, I mean, I'm not like a film nerd or anything. I'm just a dude in St. Louis, and I heard about it. So I guess you have to consider it a success if people
Oh, absolutely.
if people see it. And I've seen with you guys, have you not made your money back for the movie yet?
No, we definitely made our money back. The thing about The Battery was, you know, if I had been a more well-rounded individual when I was younger and I could have put that whole movie on a credit card, I would be fine right now. But that $6,000 was doled out between like 10 friends at bars and, you know, so there's 10 investors and then you've got, you know, sales agents and you've got lawyers and you've got, you know, iTunes is cut and all these, every little, you know, avenue that the movie gets sold on gets a cut. And by the time it trickles all back into your pocket, you know, every quarter or so, you're just, well, you're like, well, I can pay my, you know, my insurance and my phone bill this month from the movie, but you never get enough at one time to kind of take a little time off from your day job and focus on just making movies. It's just a slow trickle.
Yeah. And it was also that, you know, that whole promotional period, we had no idea what the returns would be. And so, you know, we were traveling and just going to all these festivals, everything. And I'm pretty sure we spent at least 4 to 5 times the budget of the movie on travel just to promote the movie. And in the end, that's what got the movie out there. So we had to do it. But I think the entire first year of The Battery's release, it all went to paying back promotion.
Did the friends charge you interest?
No, they didn't. But yeah, to your previous point, it absolutely does feel like a success. I mean, I was just saying, not a day goes by where I don't hear somebody on Twitter or get an email from somebody who just saw the movie. And it's, you know, we're talking about a movie we shot, you know, 5 years ago this year. And the fact that people are still finding this tiny little artsy, weird zombie movie is consistently baffling to me. And so being able to go around the world with it, it was expensive, but I think that that is what has given it life. You know, I always said, you know, we won quite a bit of awards that we probably had no business winning at some of these festivals internationally. And that's, I think a lot of that is, it's very political. We go there, we stay at the festivals, we watch movies, we have drinks with people, we glad hand, we do a song and dance. And, you know, one thing I always said about Kevin Smith, whether you like him or not, he's an accessible filmmaker. And that's what we tried to be from the get-go was, you know, if we make a $6,000 zombie movie and we talk to people and we give them time, then we go and make a silly comedy, even though it's not a horror movie, maybe they'll follow us whatever whim we decide to take because they like us. And hopefully Right. That's, you know.
When you say something like that you won awards that you had no business winning, is that insecurities or do you really think that you should not have won those awards? Like what?
Oh, we shouldn't have won those awards.
Well, what awards were they?
We shouldn't have won some of them. No, it's just like certain, like, we played Imagine Film Festival in Amsterdam. That's a genre festival that's really big and it's been going on for, you know, 25 years or so. And since its inception, they do an audience award that they count up the votes every single day and they add them up and there's a running tally. And, you know, previous winners include Silence of the Lambs, Donnie Darko, you know, From Dusk Till Dawn, The Raid, you know, all these incredible movies. And then we're sitting there while they're counting up the votes the last night of the festival. And we're literally waiting for them to tally up the votes for Wong Kar-wai's movie, which was the last movie that played the festival, the closing night film, to find out that we won. So it's like Danny Boyle had a movie in that festival, Wong Kar-wai, and like we won that festival. Come on.
So you just changed the movie poster to say, The Battery, we won the same award Silence of the Lambs won.
Yeah. We are better than Wong Kar-wai.
I will say that, you know, Mike turned me on to The Battery last year. And, you know, when he comes to me and he's like, hey, it's, you know, kind of an indie film about zombies. And he's like, but it's got a fresh take on it. You know, I respect Mike's opinion, but at the same time, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, okay, indie movie, zombies, this is going to be shit.
It's going to be dog shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's anytime you hear indie anything, it's like, okay, all right. Well, it's, you know, takes itself way too seriously.
Maybe that's part of why they do well and they get good reviews for it is because people go into it with a really low expectation and Absolutely. Then they're pleasantly surprised. You sneak in under the radar.
Go into it at all is crazy because you're saying indie and it's also zombie. I mean, as soon as you tell someone, and I'm incredibly proud of this movie, I always say, oh yeah, I made this like artsy little kind of horror movie. I try so hard not to say the Z word because people just shut down. You can see their faces shut down when
right,
say
right.
zombie. I saw one criticism on IMDb say that you're a hipster zombie movie.
Oh yeah.
Somebody else also said that you're a ripoff of Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Is that just because the one guy has a beard?
I think that was the only thing that the two had in common is one of the guys
that's
had a beard.
That's the same reason they say hipster too. It's
exactly.
It's all a catch up. But do you know what the movie's called in Germany?
No.
No.
Ben and Mickey vs. the Dead.
Oh, well then.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That wasn't us.
Your choice?
Oh no, we just suddenly saw that we had a Blu-ray for sale that was called Ben and Mickey vs. the Dead.
It just popped up on Google. Like, that's how weirdly out of our control distribution is. It was just like, we Google our movie and we go, oh, I guess we were released in Japan and there's like some Japanese cover and then, oh, I guess we're called Ben and Mickey vs. the Dead now.
Yeah, I definitely bought that German Ben and Mickey vs. the Dead Steelbook Blu-ray though. It's pretty cool.
Send you a copy?
No way.
Man.
I will say that, it's like the nicest of all of our releases, even though the title's wrong, but.
When did they release that?
Oh, I don't know, a few years ago now. Yeah. I mean, it was right after it was released physical here, so 2013 probably.
Yeah, because they usually try to change the title. The distributors will change the title to kind of match something else that's like really popular.
It's 100% Tucker and Dale.
Yeah, okay.
They wanted to do that. Just like we have in the UK, our cover is like a straight up ripoff of a Walking Dead advertisement poster.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you just.
There's like blood all over my face and I have a shotgun over my shoulder.
Oh, you have a crossbow and.
It's literally a giant shotgun. I'm like, there's no shotgun in the movie anywhere. And I've got this like shotgun like draped over my shoulder.
Well, I do want to talk about Tex Montana, the new one that you guys are currently crowdfunding, but I also wanted to ask you guys about the Evil Plastic Bag movie.
Oh, God.
Why can I not find the Evil Plastic Bag movie? How can I not watch this on YouTube or something? When are we going to get a proper release for your Evil Plastic Bag movie?
The Evil Plastic Bag movie is locked up in the Disney vault.
Yeah.
it only comes out every, like, 15 years, and... But we actually lost the passcode to the Disney vault.
So
it doesn't actually exist anywhere.
No. Oh, it exists. It exists in our house right now, but no one can ever see it.
There are VHS tapes out there, I'm sure.
I believe that the tag Napier. I looked this movie. They before they made The Battery in their youth, they made a movie about plastic bags that kill people. The tagline was paper or plastic or death.
Hey, you know what? I loved that tagline, and I actually thought that movie was so clever. If we had pulled it off right,
but it sounds like a classic.
For what it was, I'm very proud of it. But it's so earnest that it's almost hard. It's just too hard to watch in its earnestness, I think, a little bit. But the second movie we made, The Robert Cake, I still want people to see that one.
What's this one?
The Robert Cake.
What does The Robert Cake do?
Oh, The Robert Cake is a horror comedy, like a body horror comedy that we made shortly after The Bags that Christian wrote when he was 15 years old.
Yeah.
And it's about a guy whose friend dies suddenly, and then he finds out he has a will, and in the will it asks that his friend eat his remains. And so the only way he can think to do it is to bake the ashes into a cake.
Oh, wow.
So he bakes his friend's ashes into a cake, eats the cake, and then slowly starts to believe he's possessed by his dead friend. And it's absurd. It's totally absurd, but I still think it's funny.
I would watch that movie. That seems like a Thanksgiving Ginger Dead Man type Netflix 3 a.m. Yeah, you can't
exactly
sleep,
like
you
I grew up on Hennenlotter's movies.
You'll watch a guy get baked into a cake. Nate.
Exactly. But both those movies, I mean, they're like 15 years old now. So they're kind of, they're before you couldn't even edit on computers barely. So, you know, they're kind of hidden away.
You know, I think we should do it. Let's put The Robert Cake on the Tex Montana DVD if we succeed in this fundraiser.
What you should do is you should make that a perk on the Kickstarter.
You know, it's funny. I'm like literally eyeballing Christian right now because suddenly it hit me.
You
oh my
say,
gosh.
You say, you give us $25, we'll send you the Robert cake.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's not a bad idea. We're going to be talking about that off air afterwards.
Okay.
So Tex Montana Will Survive is what you're, it's done. You're just releasing it on crowdfunding, eventually. It's an interesting idea. If you make your goal on Kickstarter, you're just putting it out so that it could exist any way people can get it.
Yeah, we're basically, if we hit the goal, we're going to release it Creative Commons, which is basically public domain for anybody to pirate it, share it, watch it on YouTube. We're going to upload it to YouTube, Vimeo, all of that stuff. We're going to release DVD ISOs that you can download and burn to DVDs with artwork that you can print. We're going to give the movie to the internet forever. We had a lot of piracy on the battery, and this is a way to not vilify those people, but to just encourage it because they are sharing it. And as long as we, you know, make a little bit of money up front to do the release,
then we won't feel so shitty about it.
Yeah, yeah. We could take that money and go and make another movie.
Right.
So that's basically the plan. And we can also kill that like 3-year promotional period. So we have time to make another movie.
Just say, this is a thing that now exists. It's yours.
Yep.
That's
and
it.
If you don't hit your goal, then you're going the other route.
Yeah.
No, if we don't hit our goal, there's going to be a short film released called Christian and Jeremy Burn the Hard Drive that Tex Montana is on. It's just going to be this ceremonial, just we're just going to destroy it and say, are you happy, Internet? Are you happy?
Now you can't see it. To hell with you all.
You know what? Throw the bags.
It's going in the Disney vault.
There too.
Yeah, it's going back.
It's going in the Disney vault. It's going to come out in the squishy plastic clamshell edition in like 30 years.
But no, seriously, guys, what's the backup plan?
You know what I always heard? If you have a backup plan, you'll just fall back on it. We have no backup plan. We really don't.
It's going to happen.
We hope so. You know, we're coming up a little shallow by certain Swedish Kickstarter algorithms right now, so we're
you have the added benefit of the WFOD bump. Been touting this bump for people they laugh it off, Napier, but it's a real thing. The bump.
It's the wheelbarrow full of dicks bump.
We need it. Because we really have no plan B. The only thing I know is that we did an experimental thing with the battery where we tried to do like the Louis C.K. model, the $5 DRM free release.
Mm-hmm.
That failed miserably. In 2.5 years, we've sold like maybe 100 $5 copies.
Well,
$5 copy is a Kickstarter perk.
Yeah, basically. So we don't really have that to fall back on. So it's either something like this or the traditional kind of slow route, which we don't want to do because there's still countries where you can't get the battery. We have no control over that anymore.
Yeah, that was one of the main reasons. Another main reason we wanted to do this is that we got thousands of messages and emails from people in all over the world saying, hey, when can we watch the battery? You know, because the movie played in, you know, 50 different countries. And so when those festivals run, they run reviews of the movie and then people read them and go, oh, this sounds cool. Where can I see this? And then they can't see it. And we can't tell them when it's going to be available in Switzerland or Japan because we have no idea. What happens is they'll end up torrenting it because the rest of the world has it and they don't yet.
What about Netflix? Is Netflix not an option? There's some really shitty movies on Netflix.
There's no real in to Netflix. I mean, Netflix doesn't have an open submission policy.
You can't just email Greg at Netflix.com and see what Greg thinks?
We haven't tried that email yet.
I don't know. Is that – we tried a lot of names at Netflix.com. Did we try Greg?
I don't know.
We're just randomly trying names. No, actually, you know what's funny about Netflix? The fact that we weren't on – the batteries on Netflix is crazy to me because there is a lot of crap on Netflix. And I do believe that we were told at some point Netflix turned down our movie because they said it was too indie, the battery. Wow. And I was like, well, then just put it in the indie section where all those other, like, navel-gazing, mumblecore, like, nothing's happening.
I watched a movie on Netflix where, like, they built a chicken restaurant on an Indian burial ground and, like, the chickens all came to life and, like, raped people.
Night of the Chicken, the Chickening. Night
oh,
of the Chicken
oh, you're Dead. Familiar with this fine well, piece
it's
of
trauma. It's trauma, man.
Oh, it's just yeah.
Come on now.
I mean, we ended up getting on Hulu and Amazon Prime, but Netflix was the one that passed, and they passed for a ridiculously small amount of money. Like you could buy out the licensing for like a million movies for the cost of that Adam Sandler fucking movie they did.
Oh, right. Yeah. They couldn't give us an incredibly small amount of money for The Battery because they needed to put it into Adam Sandler's corn dog budget or whatever he has in his six movie deal.
All right. So guys, give me the pitch for Tex Montana Will Survive. It's a survival guy, like a Bear Grylls kind of fella.
You're doing a good job. Keep going.
No. You do it. You do it better than I do.
Yeah. So basically, it's a parody, or kind of a satire of these, these survival TV shows that are really popular right now: Man vs. Wild and Survivor Man, Naked and Afraid. All those survival shows. So basically, it's about a guy who's very famous, one of those TV hosts, and he gets caught coming out of a restaurant in the city when he was supposed to be, you know, out in the woods somewhere surviving. And the video goes viral and his reputation comes under attack. And so to prove that he is all the survivor he always said he was, he goes out into the wild for 30 days in an attempt to film himself without a camera crew to prove that he is a survivor. And then, of course, once he's out there by himself, he realizes he's ill-prepared and, you know, slowly, you know, starts to collapse under the weight of realizing that he is a fake and a fraud and always has been. And it's just a really absurd comedy. My pitch is always it's the guy from Eastbound and Down if he were a survival host. It's like a Will Ferrell-type asshole.
And you go to thebatterymovie.com. There's a link to that Kickstarter. There's a link to the Battery, which, again, guys, go buy The Battery for $5. How often do I tell people to go do things, Napier?
Be honest. Not often.
I mean, it's sometimes. There's sometimes I say that they should go do a thing.
Bi-weekly.
And this is one of those things. They should go see or watch that movie. It won the same award that The Silence of the Lambs won.
And that was
a
great
movie.
That is
true. Deservedly. And we deservedly beat Wong Kar-wai, too.
Jeremy, Christian, I appreciate you guys doing this. We'll shout your movie from the rooftops. We're rooting for you over here. And The Bump, it's coming. It's scattered throughout the next week. You just wait and see.
We really, really appreciate it. And you better not tease us with underwear and not send us underwear.
We're looking into it. We got to get some tchotchkes. Napier suggested buttons.
Buttons?
Nobody uses buttons.
Only if there's three tiny buttons on the front of my underwear.
Yeah.
No, I saw the creepy kids at Hot Topic buy them.
They buy the buttons?
At least one. It has Gurr on it.
We just need something cheap that we can sell to people.
Like buttons?
It's time we start making some cash.
You should just start selling your show to people.
Oh, they would never buy that.
You know what you should do? It really works.
Give it away.
Just kickstart it and tell everyone you're going to give it away afterwards and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. You never know.
If you think there's no money in filmmaking, there's less than that in podcasting.
Wow, yeah, we know. I really don't understand why you're not just selling a wheelbarrow full of dicks. Like, that seems like a weird art installation that someone would pay a lot of money for.
Just get, like, some little statues or something. Like
I totally meant statues. I didn't mean human dicks in wheelbarrow.
Yeah, like a art piece. And have a limited run of wheelbarrow statues.
What do you think?
You just gotta have one. It's like that shark in the tank of formaldehyde that sold for $12 million. That's a thing that happened.
Oof. And look soon on Vimeo for the plastic bag movie and the bake the guy into the cake movie. I'm excited about all of it.
Well, thank you so much.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll catch you on down the trail there.
Much appreciated. Good night, guys.
Night.